And what did you make of what you saw today?
Well, I thought we, you know, we should have been in the lead before they scored. We had a couple of good chances. Their goalie made a very good save, I thought, from Carvacel header. And then we find ourselves, well, I thought we were playing some good football. And then we find ourselves 1-0 down to a wonder strike from there, lad. To fair play to him. And then I thought that Cambridge then had a plan to sit in and say, go on, then break us down. And we found it tough at times. But then we get an opportunity with the penalty, and that's just the way it's going for us at this moment in time. You know, we missed the penalty. But I have to say, I think that they then showed enormous amount of credit in terms of the character and the spirit. It didn't go great for us in the second half. They were looking to catch us on the counter. We have a fantastic volley from Kelvin Mellor that hits the bar. And it comes back out, and they didn't feel sorry for themselves. They kept going and got the just rewards, minimum, in my opinion, with Tails' free kick.
In terms of the penalty,
yeah,
Danny Furscoe, was he the nominated taker?
Yeah. None of the Spurs effect here.
And did it show a man who is just lacking a little bit of confidence?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, he felt confident enough to go and take it, and fair play to him. The goalie's got a bit of history the last two games, hasn't he? I think that's three now in two games.
Five
this season, is it? Yeah. There you go. So, but no, it was one of those things. And like I said, we didn't feel sorry for ourselves and kept going. We're going for a spell where we're dominating games, possession again today, opportunities. We've had double figures again and corners. And it's not quite going for us. But what is going is the fact that they stay in it and they keep going and they keep fighting and they keep believing, because we've all been involved in football where players feel sorry for themselves and lose games, and we've not today anyway.
Did you hit the levels that you've hit?
No, we're honest enough. First half, first 20 minutes, thought we started well and moved it from side to side very well. But then, like I say, it was probably the first time we've come up against a team that then went and sat in and said, go on, then break us down. And, it's all part of learning for them. And we tried to mix it up, tried to make the changes in a positive way. But then, obviously, we get restricted again with the goalie coming off. And that's I think that's every game. We've had to make a substitution we've not wanted to because of a situation arising. But the players just kept going, and full credit to them.
Just ask you about one of your players, Brad Potts, who every time I've been here in the last two seasons, you look at the guy, his physique, his power, everything about him, you would say, this guy could have it all. If he could perform
good
on,
looking
a,
lad as
on
well.
A consistent basis. You carry on saying all that. has he got an issue sometimes of just reaching those levels on a really consistent basis, Gary, that today you think to him, go on, we really need you today?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, throughout the course of this season so far, he's been impressive for us. And his goal tally is getting better as well, you know. He scored the last home game here against Portsmouth. And you always want more from them, of course you do. I think it's not just Brad today that we look at and think, well, we wanted more from you today. I think there's a few today that, you know, when to be fair, we've just said that in the dressing room, and they agree that, you know, there's some that are 6 out of 10 today. Whereas, you know, Potsy this year has been 7s and 8s. But he go through spells like that as a player, but he kept trying to get on it for us, but it didn't work for him today, but it'll bounce back.
Vassell played well again, didn't he?
Handful, real handful. Goalie's made two good saves from him, you know, and he missed a header in the second half as well. So he keeps going and keeps getting better. We want to work with him and improve him in certain areas of his game, which we feel we can. But since he's come into the club, I think he's got 5 goals in all. So he's going the right way. He's just got to keep working hard and listening to the advice of people and keep going.
Where do you believe you're at this moment in time? It's always going to be a project, this job for you, isn't it, Gary?
That
you're not going to come in here after back-to-back relegations, wave a magic wand and say everything's fine.
Yeah.
Where are you at? Are you happy with what you've done so far?
No, I think what you've said there is progress today, because perhaps in the last back-to-back seasons, we would have lost that game today. But we didn't. We stuck in it, and that's progress. Where are we? We're not where we want to be. As quickly as it is turned around, like you say, we feel the way that we've performed and in games that we feel we should be higher up the league. We're not, but we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We've got to keep going at it, because the more we work, the closer we get together. Team bonding things that we've been doing. You know, it's going to be a long season, and we'll be ready for it.
Is that really important at this moment, the team bonding, making sure the squad of players, they understand what's going on?
We've
had a couple of messages in tonight saying, when will you lot on the radio realise that the players don't care because the fans don't care, and that there's problems going on outside of it?
Yeah.
How easy is that to deal with?
To be honest with you, I on the first day I spoke to the players when I came here, we agreed that we would only focus on what we can control, and that is training and matches. I understand what's going on outside. I don't have any control of it, so I don't, you know, focus on that. I try and concentrate on what we can affect. And the players have done that as well.
In terms of, you've got this week to prepare now, haven't you, for
the
game? You don't have to play in midweek.
No, we've got a good week. We've got a great game to look forward to. Local derby at Accrington. And, you know, the players will be giving their all as they have done today.
Have
just
to
got to work on
well,
that quality.
It is easier for us to comment than you, I realise.
Go on.
We were stunned that Kyle Vassell was booked for trying an acrobatic
an overhead
shot.
Yeah, no, well, they brought a lad on, and I think he committed sort of like 6-7 fouls and didn't get booked. Kyle's trying to do an overhead kick. And to be fair, I thought the referee refereed the game well, apart from that.
Robertson, touch fortunate after picking up a soft yellow card?
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you on that.